Maybe I should just start humming the freaking Final Fantasy X song. Yeah, that one. I mean, it'll calm me down, I think, at the very least. Me being stressed out about this freaking game. This $1.59 game. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is RP Jimmy, and along with Bill. Bill, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's another month and another Let's Play WrestleQuest.
Yes, so, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to get an ad break here in about a minute and 30 seconds. So, just as a reminder, we are going to be discussing AEW WrestleDream. I already think I have some terrible news, because I just noticed that when we started this, on the upper left corner, it said one of the batteries is low. So that's a problem. That's something I might try to see if I could fix during the ad break, but Bill will be here to talk to some of you, for those that are subscribers. Bill, how has life been for you?
Life has been good. Life has been busy. I am officially back full-time at work as of a few weeks ago. I've been kind of on and off for the better part of the last year, but I am full-time again, and I pretty much keep myself busy every day there.
All right, very good. So overall, like I said, we're going to talk about the AEW WrestleDream card. We're going to continue playing this game for as long as we can, now that I know that the battery's bad, which is a problem. So, again, after the ad break in about 20 seconds, we'll be back to start the whole show. And don't forget, lyrical messages and welcomes are going Motown. So, and then we're going to continue this game. Bill will give us a recap of what happened last time on WrestleQuest. All that and much more coming at you with some more Let's Play WrestleQuest.
Okay, so while we're waiting for Jim to come back, I'm here. You guys can talk with me for a couple of moments. Last time here we got pretty far, but I'll kind of save that. You know, I think at the end we all caught up together. If I remember correctly.
So what happened is, well, we'll wait for the ad break to be over here. It's going to end here in about a minute, 14 seconds for those that are a subscriber and those watching live right now. So I think I have my solution right now for the controller issue. We're going to find out. I did buy a thing in case this happens. I've never tried it yet before. So we'll see, right?
There's always a first.
Bill, how was your... So, real quick, in the next 40 seconds, tell people about your nephew's band thing from the other day.
Oh, yeah. So they had a big competition, regional competition. Their theme, is marching band. Their theme is Stranger Things. So they played Journey, Metallica, The Clash, The Mamas and the Papas, and Kate Bush.
I told you you'd hear that one. You said it wasn't part of the list.
I've gone to see them play like 3 times already, and it's during football, so I can forget at times.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here. This is official RP Jimmy, whatever you want to call me at this point, who knows. So I left the break here, and I think I have a solution for my controller situation. It's a little plug-in, so we're going to try that. And we're going to be talking about WrestleQuest. We're playing WrestleQuest, but also we are discussing AEW Wrestle Dream. And Bill, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm very down on this card.
Yeah, this was not the best built card. It really wasn't. I think they were probably focused more on Grand Slam or the build up to Grand Slam than they were for this show. And considering what could happen Saturday night, could it be the champ's final match? We'll talk about that a little later.
First off, I don't like that that's a question. And we'll get to that later on. I don't like that that's a question, but... All right, Bill. So one of the things that I did yesterday for Lost in Mass Effect 2, and we're going to continue the tradition today, is... hold on. Let me just do this real quick. Because I just realized something else that's not working. Here, ladies and gentlemen, here are your commands. Let's see if that pops up. Oh, good. Okay, that works. Great. Motown, I decided to cash in my lyrical messages and welcomes to go Motown for 2 streams. One was yesterday, the other one was today. So, Bill, I'm going to give you a lyrical Motown message, all right? So, let me grab my paper here, and I'm going to eventually have to find my pen. There it is. Hopefully this works. This pen works. All right, Bill, first of all, Bill, how much do you know about Motown? What do you remember in your younger years about the music genre Motown?
Oh, gosh. My mom was actually a big fan of Motown, so I kind of learned from her. The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, the Supremes, and then, it doesn't get mentioned, but it kind of is Motown. Michael Jackson, Rockwell, New Edition, just to name a few.
Okay. I'm going to give you... Let's see. Do you have a favorite Motown song?
No, I don't.
Right, I'm going to give you Marvin Gaye, What's Going On.
All right.
So here it is. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? 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 Right on, baby. Right on, baby. Right on. That is your lyrical message, Bill, for this Motown Wrestling RPG special we're having right now.
There you go.
I'm feeling good about the controller, I'll be honest with you, because it's not giving me any warnings anymore. So give me your thoughts overall without getting into it on this card.
Okay. There's a couple matches that I am looking forward to. The rest of the card just seems like it could be on a Dynamite or a Collision, honestly.
Yeah. All right, so... Last time on WrestleQuest, we had a major development. We had what looked to be Brink Logan turning bad.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's going to be... He may join the Hellophant. Hellophant called him up and said he wants to kind of join the Hellifent, but without Stag, who's his tag team partner, as the Honest Bucks. And that's kind of where we are now. Like, we're doing the aftermath now of whatever's happening for that. So I'm pretty sure there's a cutscene here. So let's start on that. Get ready for your voices here, folks. There's a lot of voices on this stream. Oh, your green jean.
All right. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I am standing in front of the tallest, highest, most dangerous arena the PAW has ever created.
Hi, Roar. How are you doing? Hopefully you're having a great evening.
Oh, that's right, Roar. It's twice the blocks, twice the towers, and twice the entertainment and action as our wrestlers duke it out here at the Mall Brawl. But this is no regular tower match. This is wrestling's first blockchain match, as each competitor will be armed with chains to whip their opponents and their towers until they topple and fall.
Bill, is this a real match?
No, I don't think so. It's a heart-pounding, death-defying race to the top and be the first to get the ultimate reward, a briefcase full of Slambuck 2.0 cryptocurrency and a contract for the starring role in movie mega producer Shell VFX's next blockbuster film.
I don't know, this match sounds like it's real.
Which is No Holds Barred 2.
Oh, God.
Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting action is happening right here, right in this arena, right on this stage.
By the way, I know Roar, hopefully having a great evening. Like, I don't know if you've ever been here when Bill's on here. We do a lot of voices. Actually, this is our first WrestleQuest in, I would say, about a month.
Yeah, a little over a month.
But guess what, folks? For those that are watching the VOD, there's going to be a lot of Bill in November. Because there's three fucking pay-per-views in November.
So I hope you all like me. I really like, you know.
I hope they like you too. Alright, so climb those towers quicker than anyone else. Okay, so it's a ladder match, right? Or a tower match?
I guess. A Jenga match.
Oh, look, it's who it is.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe I'm doing this, brother. I used to be so over. I was in the stratosphere, man. Now I'm in the back rooms, about to break up some block so Muchacho Man falls, dude. I was in a tower match once, man. It was bad boy. The intellectual meltdown. Even Max Stash, that hairy fellow, was there, dude. But who was on top? Who was the winner that day? Who booked himself? Me! Me! And those 28-inch pit vipers. The Brooderhood let loose that day, brothers.
Do you think the Brooder invokes his creative control clause?
Yes! Yes!
Okay.
He's cutting a promo to himself.
That's true. No one's here. And where is he? And what's that noise?
And all you could hear all around the world, brother, was... What was that, brother?
Why? Who was Radcod again?
I think that was you.
Alright. So if I was Radcod, I'd be... Oh, what? Oh, it's you. The area is restricted for the performers.
I'm not performing today, man.
Then why are you here?
I... Never mind, brother. What in the name of the Deep Blue Sea are you doing here?
I love that movie, Bill.
Deep Blue Sea. Did LL Cool J survive that movie?
Oh my god, what a great... And he does the song, and it's such a great song. Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. Deepest, bluest, my head is like a shark's fin. Now I want to listen to that song, but anyway, go ahead, brother.
Wait! You're sabotaging these blocks, brother!
Fish like me, we get by taking what we can and doing what we're told when the stakes get too big. So this is me. Doing what I'm told by some Big stakes.
Even when it's wrong?
Wrong. Right. What's the matter? Survival is the only thing that matters. That's why I'll hack these blocks, even if they tell me to. Wait, that's why I'll hack these blocks in. Oh, if they tell me to. Even the biggest fish can't lock horns with an apex predator and come out the top dog, right?
Oh, there were a lot of animal metaphors there, man. Hold on.
The only law, the only morality is survival. It's why I'm here, hacking these blocks. That's why you lose. If they tell you to lose.
No. You forgot the 8 commandments of Brutermania.
Come on, you know it's true.
Not for me, brother. I'm sick of looking the other way, running the other way, and doing the wrong thing, dude. Muchacho Man is the first friend I've had in a long time, and I'll be broken before I betray him or let someone sabotage him, brother.
Oh, wow, this is going to be a brawl.
Ooh.
By the way, folks, I also want to mention, I don't know what's been going on, but for some reason, everything seems slow on my side as far as, I think it's my online, and it might be because of the storm, possibly, or the impending storm.
Right.
But anyway, just giving everyone the heads up. All right, so Bill, why don't you tell us why don't you put up the first match and the first poll for this event, which is the pre-match, the pre-show.
Yes.
I gotta move my tuber. He's in the way of my commands. Or my actions, I should say. Moving back down here. All right. All right, brother, like I said, put that pull up, dude, when you're ready. And these are going to be 5-minute pulls, right? That's what we're going for?
Yes. Okay. 5-minute time limit. Yeah. Should be up by now.
And then don't forget to write in the chat.
Oh, yep. Yeah, brother.
Why do I have, like, no AP?
Is that even possible?
Hey, Blue, how are you doing? How was the rest of your day?
Uh-oh, brother.
Did you mess up the poll?
No, I didn't mess up the poll, brother.
No, you know, I know you know what to do because you've done it before.
Yes, I have.
Well, he won. Why does Valet get to level up? She didn't do anything. Oh, look, she could do a campfire.
Oh, good. She could burn somebody alive, bro.
You know what? I still have to do that. Get my shots.
Yeah. I think I'll get mine at my doctor's appointment in a few weeks.
Here we go. Oof. How do you guys get so sweaty? I mean, I'm a freaking fish. Ah, shit. And even I feel gross after wrestling you.
That's the slime of dishonor you feel, brother. And it's coming from you. This is the day, brother. This is the day where I take that type of slime and throw it away for good. It's a new brooderhood, and it starts today.
Hey. You can't just leave me here. That's not very brotherly.
Yeah, you should have thought of that yourself.
Alright, so did you write the match in the chat, though?
I did. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. PAW Universe, the only thing more thrilling, more dangerous, more impressive than these towers for the Titans that will be waging war on Veeam. Who will it be here tonight?
All right, I see the poll. Okay, I gotcha.
There we go. First up, fresh from his victory in the Junglaji Rumblaji, is Jacques, the steel hoofed sensation. God, oh, he likes to twerk. He's twerking.
Who is this guy? Who was his voice? Do you know how to make a horse voice?
I'll try. I'm here to trample the competition, Green Gene. I'm the wildest beast in the jungle, in the mall, in the whole BAW universe. Wow, it's going to take someone incredible to top that.
Who the hell's this?
I thought that was a fart. Oh my meeker, it's Big Daddy Squeeze!
Oh, I think I was Big Daddy Squeeze last time, okay, so...
Yeah,
that's right. Green Juice is here to give Malibu Heist a huge dose of vitamin J. And no donkey is going to stop me. In fact... What the hell's going on?
This is the Ric Flair impersonation.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's me. Blah, blah, blah. Do you actually have any juice in that thing? Or is it just full of... Woo! Hot air! Whoa. It's Dash Custom Made Talent. Let's not get caught up with the braying of the wildfire, Green Gene. We all know that it's me and my silk suit that puts people in seats around here with my limousine driving, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, son of a gun! Who else can walk down that aisle looking like I do with $800 Gatorkin shoes? Who else has their swag set to 1 million? I tell you, Green Gene, the only thing that's going to win this match tonight ain't hard work, it's talent!
Wait, let's talk real quick about this this pre-show match.
Yeah, it is.
Why is Brian Cage fighting Atlantis Jr.?
This is actually one of the times where I actually don't know.
What a waste of, like, a match. I feel like it's a waste of a match, really, that could have someone better on it. And Brian Cage, I'm sure, is not going to come out with a cape, because I got rid of that, so...
He still talks about that after, like, 3 months.
So, for those that don't know, this guy, Brian Cage, used to wear a cape to the ring. And Bill brought this up to me, and I said to him, why? Why does he have a cape? And Bill said he doesn't know. So I posted on my stories on Instagram. Brian Cage looked at it, but he didn't say anything. Like, you know, you could see who reads your stories. The next thing you know, the next time Brian Cage came out, he has no cape, and he hasn't had the cape since, probably because he realized how stupid it was and retired it. So I take full credit of getting rid of that man's cape.
Oh, I don't know if two towers are enough to hold all this legendary action to contain these three.
Just three, Gene! There he is! What the hell is he doing?
He's going through the crowd! Muchacho man, what are you doing here? Yeah, why are you here?
You said it yourself, Dish. The only thing that can win tonight is talent. And there's no one with more talent or spikes than me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a shocking surprise. Our battle tonight will have two towers and four Rieslers. But that's not all. We'll also have one prize. The stakes have never been higher, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's get it on!
away. I mean, I'm moving around, but no one else seems to be moving around. Oh, what is this?
Oh! Okay.
Wait, how come I'm losing! How do they do it? Why? How are they getting up there? Oh, I'm supposed to hold down. Oh no! God damn it.
What a surprise!
I might as well just take the loss at this point. How the hell am I gonna catch anyone at this point? But how long am I supposed to stay like this to get a good jump? Oh, there it is.
Okay, so why don't you figure that out?
I mean, it's figured out. I just lost.
Our voting.
Yes, go ahead.
Went to a tie.
Okay.
So, 2 for Atlantis Jr., 2 for Brian Cage. Damn it, I did it again.
I don't get why this match is a thing. I really hope I don't have to win this, by the way.
I think you have to win.
What?
Oh.
Alright, I'll talk about the next match, please.
That way
people cannot focus on how horrible I'm doing right now.
Alright.
Oh god. What the fuck? There was no tutorial or anything. Like, usually there's a tutorial that says do this or do that.
Right.
Alright, what's the next match?
I'm putting it in.
Yeah, but that's a terrible pre-show match. I find hard to believe that there was nothing better they could have put on that.
Well, then you'll like this next match.
Why is there a bomb here? Okay.
It's a tag match.
Yay.
The M&M collection that's Mace and Mansoor.
Yeah, no kidding.
Versus the Acclaimed.
I'm going to give... Hold on.
You get to restart if you want.
I don't want to restart. Just give me the loss. Let me move on to the story. I'm going to give Blue a potion. Oh. There. I gave him a potion because I'm nice. All right. Oh, we can skip. Wait, skip. Yes, please. Don't make me do it again.
Yeah, but you won't be in Suburban Commando.
Oh, no. Please don't. God, Dash Talent.
Yo! It's hard to be humble when you look this good.
Oh, this is me.
Yep.
A potion is just to encourage you and... to make you feel good, just like in the regular RPG games. But it's easy when you wrestle so bad. Yes, but humility is hard to... But it's easy when you wrestle so bad!
Oh, that's too funny. Ha! Are you questioning my talent? You, who looks like a plush toy wearing a blanket? Muchacho! You know how talented I am! I've earned so much wrestling?
He's earned it.
Okay. I've earned so much wrestling that I've spent more money on toy polish than you would make in 3 lifetimes!
Yeah, but what would you even do with that much toy polish? What does that prove even losers get a pay- like this one. What does that prove even losers get a paycheck, amigo?
None of that matters, muchacho man. All that matters is who gets their hands on that case first.
Wait, is there still a match then? Okay, so why this match?
Okay, so there is a backstory to this one.
Okay.
Where the M&M collection are trying to help update the style of the Acclaimed. And they think that they can help. But the Acclaimed doesn't want the help, and Billy Gunn just doesn't like them.
Okay, that's fair. I don't even know who the non-acclaimed team is, to be honest with you.
Okay, so I might have to do a little explaining.
Okay.
So there was a gimmick when LA Knight first got brought up to the main roster where he was like Max Dupree.
Okay.
And the group was called like the Maximum Male Models or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And these two guys were in the group. This was when Vince was still in control.
Okay.
So, yeah. But they've been doing a lot of indie work, so they're getting around. They're getting paydays. Hey, muchacho! Are you feeling a bit down? Ha ha!
Actually, I'm feeling great.
But
looks like the playing field is even. Even if the towers aren't. Perform a taunt. But what's her... I might as well do it now. Why wouldn't I do it now?
Yeah, do it now.
What a taunt.
Wow. The moonwalk.
Pull yourself back in. I'm going to guess that means make a comeback. Yeah, I have the acclaim for this. But that is actually before... I knew that the other team was the ex-WWE people.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of am regretting that pick now, but...
Right. Well, this is the only angle that they've done up to this point, so...
That's what I mean. I don't think their first real match is going to be a loss.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
I think I lost. Damn it. I hit the wrong button. Alright, last... No. No.
Oh, no. Oh.
I mean, it's here, but it still means I gotta do the stupid tower thing again.
Yeah, we gotta do the brooder, and...
Oh, no. Okay, so this is a good chance for us to talk, then.
Yeah, really.
So, what, how much time is left on the poll?
Oh, the poll has ended.
And what's the
result? Is... unanimous. The acclaimed will win.
Yeah. Even though I technically changed my mind after hearing who the other team was.
Right.
Alright, get the next poll up and let's talk about the next match since we have a while here. Because we have to go through all this shit again.
Alright. Let me just...
While you get all that set up, Chad, how are you doing? Tell me about your evening. Anyone's out there and wants to share... Blue, are you doing the Japanese RPG tomorrow or no? I'm so worried now about this freaking controller. I'm hoping that... Oh, that's right, we gotta do this too. Shit, alright. Okay. Well, then maybe Friday.
All right. And new poll up. Now, this one I couldn't really fit the whole question.
Okay.
So, this is a 2 out of 3 falls match between Hologram and the Beast Mortus.
Okay.
No, I was gonna say, how we got to this match is on Dynamite last night, we had, I guess, the reunion of LFI, Los Facciones Ingobernables, and Hologram was one of the people that got attacked. This match was originally going to be a one-on-one match, but now it's a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Okay. I mean, isn't Hologram, like, the... Like, Hologram wasn't anybody before AEW, was he?
Not that I know of.
That makes me think that Hologram's going to win this match.
Yeah, very possible. I mean, this kind of seems like an open, shut case, like Hologram will win.
Yeah.
Plus, they've kind of been pushing him a lot, like, just as far as TV goes.
Right.
But I wouldn't be surprised if it goes three falls.
Yeah, I could see that. Honestly, that I feel like that would be very non-AEW-ish if it doesn't go the full... You know, if someone wins twice and then that's it, I feel like.
Yeah.
Let's relive all this on my terrible tower performance.
Remember to save next time.
There is nowhere to save. These are all cutscenes.
Oh, damn.
I don't think I can save. I'll keep trying. Like, I just tried now and I couldn't. There he is, the old man that decided to go around and jump around and... That's a big jump, by the way. He jumped over about 6 fans.
Mm-hmm. And like 3 guardrails.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep hitting start.
Now you have to attempt the tower again.
Alright, let's see if I can do better now that I know what I'm doing. Ah! Nope. Still shit. Still shit at it.
Still shit.
That one's throwing me off big time because it bounces me off.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't these people just jump normally? Why does it have to be... Like, oh my god. Like, he should be able to jump this normally to me.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, put the next match up because I'm annoyed.
Well, I've still got to wait for this poll to end.
All right, fine. All right, yeah. Like, look, see, that's what I mean about this card. Not great. Now, it is AEW, so, I mean, you know, the AEW's big strength is that their matches are really good. Even though, like, Hologram versus, I'm sure it'll be good. Like, as a match itself.
Yeah.
But... God, they didn't really do much to make me care about it. And when I watch Dynamite, and still don't... God damn it. And just... I don't know. I mean, am I alone here, or how do you feel?
Like I said, like the... Like, what I told you from last night's Dynamite is, like, basically the only thing that I know of.
I didn't lose yet, so that's a good sign. Oh my god!
That's a good sign. You're... No! Where is Big Daddy Squeeze?
Oh, he's in fourth.
He is far back in the pack.
And we're just going down again. Just someone win this already. Because now that I know that I can skip it. Oh, I'm very disappointed that Blue's not doing the Japanese RPG for the rest of the week. So there's this...
Well, he's probably busy.
I mean, he just said he is, but... So, this game... Blue, what is it called again? It's an RPG where, like... Oh my god. Someone win, please. Where you learn Japanese... As your like attacks in a turn-based RPG, it's pretty unique. No one won yet.
Okay, well, the poll has ended, and everyone thinks Hologram will win.
Yeah. There's no, you know what? If someone thought that the other guy was gonna win, I would like to know why.
Well, nobody voted for the Beast.
Wait for this thing to disappear. But it's not going to, of course. Oh, I knew that was going to happen. There it is. Great. I lost.
Yep. There we go.
Skip.
Skip.
Oh, so it's called Learning Japanese RPG. Higana, the Forbidden Speech.
How forbidden is it?
Very.
Oh.
I mean, you don't know how to speak Japanese.
No, I don't. I hardly know how to speak English.
That's true. If I just have to survive, let me just do regular attacks. I'm the champ! Did you pop the next match?
Not yet. I just kind of wanted to see how you were going so far. So I think now we can start putting up like the quote-unquote important matches.
I'm the champ.
I'm the champ.
Yeah. $1 million muscles. That sucks. I can't even. They don't even give me a chance to block it or anything. Alright, gotta pay attention here. By the way, so as you folks on the in the chat have seen, my controller's battery is very, very low. So I just thought of a plan on if for some reason it dies. Here's what we're gonna do. If it dies in the stream, I'm gonna put the Be Right Back thing on. And I'm going to see if I can set this game up for one Joy-Con, because it's on the Nintendo Switch, the one that's charged. And if that's the case, then we can continue this game. If we can't continue the game, I might just put it on the pause screen, and then me and Bill will just talk out the rest of this AEW event. All right, next match is up. What is it, Bill?
It is for the Ring of Honor World title, Mark Briscoe defending against Chris Jericho.
Again, why?
Okay, well, so Chris Jericho has his group known as the Learning Tree. Mark Briscoe has a group called the Conglomeration. They have been having many matches the last several weeks. And then Jericho flat out challenged Mark Briscoe for the Ring of Honor World title, and he says if he wins, he will become the Nueva. Because when he won last time, he became the Ocho.
Right. All right.
I think Mark Briscoe is just so light, and like, he's just had a good run with the World Ring of Honor title. I don't see them taking it off of him.
I agree. I think he's going to keep the Ring of Honor title. Also, the only reason I even would think that Jericho would win this match is because, you know, if it was like, oh, they needed a name so they could get rights to Ring of Honor on a network.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done this already, so I don't think they're going to do it again. They've tried that strategy already.
Yeah. Plus, Jericho doesn't need it a second time.
That's what I mean. There's no reason for it. This guy only has one move, apparently.
Yeah, it's the smack you upside the head.
I gotta keep surviving, Bill. Because if I don't win this, I'm going to cry. God, I bought a lot of health items. What? Get the case.
Yeah.
How?
How do we get the case?
I'm so scared because I don't want to lose.
Oh,
alright, let's just... I mean, who knows? The controller might die on me any minute anyway. Let me vote in the poll before I continue.
Yeah.
Let's just try an elbow drop and see how that... Wait, what's my health? My health is fine.
Yeah, your health...
He countered! Wait, what? No. You didn't hit the right person. Oh, let me guess what movie. Oh, there it is. Bill.
Yow! That's my cue!
Please, for the love of God, get it.
Please.
Thank God, okay.
He's got it!
Ooh, O.C. Oh, that's... O.C. Oh, look, I got a new song. Stacks on Stacks. Once again, valet doing nothing, but apparently gets rewarded. Oh, I got the Atomic Blockbuster Bulldog, Bill. How do you feel about that? The Atomic Blockbuster Bulldog Bill three times.
Atomic Blockbuster Bulldog Bill. Atomic Blockbuster Bulldog Bill. Atomic Blockbuster Bulldog Bill.
Oh, I'm impressed. Ooh, she's got
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Okay, Bill. You need to calm down.
Okay. Okay, I'll calm down.
By the way, I want to thank everyone for joining us, whether you're lurking or whether you are in the chat and voting.
Mm-hmm.
Much appreciated. Go ahead, Green Gene. Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Muchacho Man has won. He's toppled the towers, defeated Dash Talent, and now holds Shell VFX's movie contract.
Shell VFX is a person? I'll be Shell VFX because you're doing the other voices anyway. Okay. What? OC. Elephant, do you hear that? Do you hear the crowd? I give the people what they want. I am the hero wrestling needs, so what are you going to do about it? Oh, there he is.
Oh! Oh!
Oh, thank the maker you are here. This wasn't supposed to happen. I thought we planned for this.
We did. Now it's time for the backup plan. There's always a contingency, and if you can't beat the competition, own it.
Was it going to buy the company?
Well, Green Gene, this is certainly the most excitement the PAW has ever seen. Wouldn't you agree? And it seems that we have Muchacho Man to thank for that. Wouldn't you agree? I know the fans do.
Yeah.
So, Muchacho Man, you've been wanting to get my attention. Well, Mr. Spice, you've got it now.
Hombre, it's not your attention that I want. It's your tusks on a platter for your crimes against wrestling.
Yes, my crimes. There are many, Muchacho Man. I don't have to tell you that. But I don't have to tell you that the PAW universe that. But I would like to talk about my biggest crime. My biggest crime is not signing you sooner.
Okay? No, it's...
You've been waiting to be a part of the Federation for a long time now. Tonight, you've certainly proved that you deserve it. Now is your chance. What do you think, PAW Universe? I think the choice is clear, Muchacho Man. All you've got to do is...
Say no! Where the hell were you? Oh, wait. Does everybody have a walk-on but me? You don't belong in that elephant stable, Muchacho Man.
Oh, my maker! It's legendary wrestling sensation, Valet!
Since when is she legendary?
You... You got a lot of volleyballs to come onto one of my stages, Val.
A lot of volleyballs.
I think the crowd would agree with me that this stage belongs to Muchacho Man, not you. He's too much spice for that nose of yours, Elephant. That's why I'm starting my own federation, with Muchacho Man at the lead. What do you say, Toy Room? Are you with me? This really sucks my pepper. Kay Shafa, the mole brawl was supposed to be how I saved wrestling. I'd squash the elephant's plans and when the intention of the entire wrestling universe was on me, I'd expose his vile schemes. I'm afraid that's not how it works, Big M. And you! What is all this talk about starting a new wrestling organization? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was getting you out of a tight spot. Are you telling me that you wanted to join PAW and the Elephant? Of course not! I want to expose him for the manipulating and exploiting tusk face that he is. How can I become the greatest wrestler of all time if I can't even truly wrestle? If it is all just a lie. I don't know why I butchered that. Anyway. listen, you think antagonizing the Elephant would get you what you want? No way! It might get you into a body bag, maybe, but not into wrestling greatness. There are other ways, Muchacho Man, and we have a bigger opportunity here. We are at an important strategic marketing moment. You are popular enough that you could challenge the Elephant's entire organization, and you loosen his grip on all of the toy room.
Oh, please! You expect us to believe that you want what's best for the toy room? You're just using a tattoo man to get a paycheck.
Excuse me, Dr. Jones, but have I mentioned a word about contracts or payments? My intentions for the toy room are genuine.
Great. First the Elephant burns down Boxwood School, then our quest for justice gets derailed by some bimbo. Uh-oh.
Oh, so this is about you again? Do bad things really happen to you all the time? Or are you just the negative person?
Negative person? Look, you ball-hogging net junkie! A new wrestling federation, Carpe Exceedem.
That's not the slimy voice. Come on now.
Oh, it isn't?
How did slimy go? No, it wasn't. That was not it. No, it was like, hey, I'm slimy. Like,
oh, yeah. I'm slimy. Yeah. Carpe Exceedem.
Yeah, there we go. Excellent. Congratulations, Muchacho Man, on making a brighter future for the toy room with me. Oh, see. So, how do we begin? Vacation Ken can draw up the paperwork. He's over at the car dealership. God, I haven't done Toy Box Jimmy in a while. Hold on. Hold on a second. Oh, take me. I want to see if they have the new model of the wind-up Silly Willy wagon.
Oh my.
WW something or other. All right, first we're saving.
Right, save. Yes, please. For the love of all that is good. All
right, what's the next match? Let's take a break from the game for a second and talk about the next match exclusively. Because that was a lot of scene that I wasn't expecting.
So the next match is Darby Allin versus Brody King. So the story to this match is that Darby Allin is the one that brought Brody King into AEW. Like, basically, he convinced Tony Khan, you got to get this guy, you know, get him to join the roster. He did. They've never had a match before in AEW. And Brody King wants some respect. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I see the promo. It was fine. I saw the promo from Dynamite. It's weird because in a usual situation, I would immediately say Darby, but the only thing that makes me hesitant on a Darby win is you took him out of the world title match for Lord's sake. Now you're like, I feel like the reason he would have been taken out of the title match is to help maybe make a Brody King or someone that's, you know, kind of coming up in the ranks.
Right.
I'm going to go with my heart, though, and say Darby still wins, but I don't know. It actually wouldn't surprise me if Brody won. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah, I think Darby's going to win this match. I think they'll play it up to where it's a lot closer than, you know, people would expect. If Brody wins, I could see this being a story. I definitely could. But I think Darby's going to win this one.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's continue on with the story here. Look, this is a nice place. They have a pool and everything.
I know, right?
I mean, it's a pretty small pool. I mean, look how big Muchacho Man is compared to that pool. All right, let's go out here. You know what? Let's do a shout out, because I do one once every 2 hours. Did I vote? Yes, I did. Okay, so because now's a good time to do it. We're going to have a blue shout out here.
Since there you
go. He knew he's in the room. All right, check out Blue, everyone. Because sometimes I just forget about to do these things, and I don't mean to forget, so. Let's watch a Blue clip.
You know, I was going to say... Oh.
Wait, hold on.
If I had a gonk droid, what would I do with it? Probably take a picnic on droid. Wanna be with you, my little gonk droid. You're so cute, you tuxedo gonk droid. Ah!
Well, I guess Blue sings on his streams too, so shout out to Blue. I don't know what game that was at all. If he can enlighten me, that would be... Was that the Fable game? I don't think it was the Fable game, but I could be wrong. What were you going to say?
What was I going to say? No, I'll... It's a good thing that you sent me that video the other... or last week, because I looked into the person's YouTube and I found the next part to this game, so...
Okay. And you know what, Roar, since you're actively chatting, I'm going to give you a Motown lyrical message. This is the last day of Motown. And by the way, Bill, you know how I do these lyrical welcomes and messages? Starting November 1st, guess what's going to happen?
Oh, no.
Guess what's happening November 1st?
Not Mariah Carey.
You're actually close. All
Christmas?
Lyrical messages and welcomes will be Christmas themed for November and December. So get ready for things like Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer and friggin'. What are some? I'm trying to think of Nail Christmas 1, what was on there, because that's what it's based off of. But I'm sure, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, all of those classic ones. And
yep, and maybe we'll find some strange ones that you guys have never heard before.
Oh, my God. Roar's excited about Christmas songs. Yeah, all November and December, Christmas lyrical welcomes. I announced that yesterday, but I know you weren't able to make it here yesterday. I don't think you were here. Anyway, Roar, I'm going to give you The Miracles featuring Billy Griffin, Love Machine Part 1. I'm just the love machine, and I won't work for nobody but you, baby. I'm just the love machine, yeah, baby. A hugging, kissing fiend. Nah, 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 do, 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 nah. Na 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 na, na 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 na. There's your lyrical message from The Miracles to Roar. Put another one.
They
on.
Really put a lot of time into those lyrics.
We're gonna have a great time in November and December then with these lyrics. I mean, I know Roar. I know you've been saving up your channel points, so theoretically you could play Christmas songs whenever you probably want. Since you can redeem them. Maybe I should make the redeem a Christmas-sounding one, too. I'll think about that, actually.
Maybe. Alright.
Where are we on with the match card?
Next match is for the TNT title. Jack Perry defending against Katsuyori Shibata. So with this match, basically Perry has had an open challenge as of late for the title, and Shibata attempted to help someone after a match with Perry. Perry, you know, ran away, escaped, and now Shibata gets this title match. And I wanted to mention real quick, because last night on Dynamite, and I think this is good news for AEW, Daniel Garcia announced he re-signed with AEW.
I'm surprised. I was very surprised by that, because I saw it. I saw yesterday's Dynamite. Last night's Dynamite.
And there's a part where he's, like, greeting everyone. He and Shibata, like, they kind of have, like, that romance moment where, like, Shibata says something via his phone and they both grab each other's hands and you could see, like, the muscles and the veins popping out.
Of course, Roar is referring to on October 20th, the tournament's different than the Nintendo event. So the Retro Nintendo event's happening on October 20th, where I just play retro games and people can use channel points to change games on me.
Oh, ooh, when is this?
This is on October 20th at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with a 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time pre-show. Don't ask me what the pre-show is going to be, but there is going to be one.
I might have to hop on for this
one. Oh, you're more than welcome to hop in the chat. You know, Bill, you have channel points. I don't even know if you know that.
Yes, I do.
I don't know how much. Go ahead, tell
me.
I
have over 1,000.
Okay, so that's very funny you say that, because right now I believe the channel points are going to be 1,000 to change the game.
Ooh, you know what?
But, okay. you, if you hop on other... You're gathering them right now, to be honest with you. So, like...
I am.
Like you will have more.
Well, you know what? For mentioning that you're doing a Retro Nintendo tournament...
Yes, Bill.
I'm going to give you this. Oh, it's out of stock. Damn it.
Which one were you trying to give me?
The Holy Shit Chant.
Why is it out of stock? That's weird.
Let me try another one.
Yeah, you know what? I'll do it for you, because that's weird. Thank you for bringing that to my attention, because I think if I have a cooldown at all for that, that would be like you could only use it like 3 times during the same stream.
Right.
That's so weird that doesn't work. All right, let's see. Is this it? Let me look. My computer's so freaking slow. Yeah, here it is. Yeah, I got it for you. I can do it because I have unlimited, because it's unlimited. No, that's we deserve it. No! I hit the wrong one. Alright, let me try to find the right one now. Why? Oh my god, why does my laptop suck so much? Alright, let's try to find it. In the meantime, why don't you put up the next match?
Okay, how much time do I have left on? Oh, we have a little bit of time left on this question, so. No.
Here it is. Holy shit.
Yep. There we go.
There it is. There's the right one. Anyway, okay. I think we got a scene coming up here.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if we don't by now. All right. So the poll has ended. I'm the only one that voted.
Oh, really? What? Oh, I guess I must have forgot. Oops.
I'm the only one who voted America and Planet Earth.
I mean, I would have voted for Jack Perry, because why in the world would Shabbat even get the title at this point?
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. Are you going to go up those steps?
Yeah, I just am trying to see why. I mean, you could see it on my end, why all of a sudden the bottom part's being shown when it wasn't this last time.
Yeah, I can. Let me see. How many matches do we have left? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, we got 5 more matches.
There we go. I got it. What are you sorry for? You didn't do anything. I don't think you did anything.
No, I said we have 5 more matches.
No, Roar said, "Oh, sorry," and laughed, or not laughed, or cried.
Oh, he got distracted.
On what? Oh. Well, no, that's all right. I mean,
you're fine.
You're fine. All right, let's see what's going on here.
Fine. All right.
What is this? Some kind of open air car show? You know what? Before we continue this cutscene, put up the next match because I don't know how much scene this is going to be. No, Roar, I don't think you actually have the ability to do a poll, to be honest with you. I think only Bill does because he's a moderator. So you definitely didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, starting the poll. All right, we have a 3-way dance for the international title. Will Ospreay, Ricochet, and Konosuke Takeshita.
All right, how do you feel about this match before I start doing dialogue here?
This is going to be the show stealer.
Oh, okay. That's what Roar was apologizing for. He wasn't able to vote. Distracted.
It's fine. You don't have to answer every question.
No, yeah, that's very true. Anyway, Will, all the way. Nothing in this match tells me that Will's going to lose. Do you have a reason to think Will might lose? Because I don't.
I guess, but I mean, I could see Takeshita winning because I think they're gonna put a belt on him at some point. But no, this match is gonna be fantastic.
I mean, if anything, if it's not Will, then I would say Ricochet had the better shot because, you know, he just got signed over and
right.
Just the Naples person I like the most. That's fine.
Hey, that's a good reason.
All right, let's do this scene. This ain't no flea market, muchacho. The colors flying, the tension in the air. Did I just go down for a second? I think I lost the chat for a second. I think I lost Bill too. All right, let's work on getting this all sorted. Yeah, me too. Let's see. You think Bill's bad? No, he's not because I have to get him.
Yeah, I'm back.
No, you're not though because I'm not sharing screens with you. Hold on.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, my internet's been weird. You could even ask Bill that before we started, I was like, I don't feel confident in this at all. I have to go restart my online. I'm telling you, I think it has something to do with the storm. I mean, I know it's not hitting us, but like, you know, when a hurricane hits down in the southern parts of the United States, like, we still get affected here on the East Coast.
It takes a while, but it does, you know, it does affect us.
I think I'm back. It was Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Sorry, doing a boss battle. Oh, okay. Oh, that reminds me. I still have to do that, the friggin' tournament. I gotta get shit out for that. Anyway, I'm so distracted now because of the fact that it's the stupid internet, but I think we're okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Amelia. How are you doing? Hopefully you're having a great night and that you had a good stream earlier. Okay, let's do this. Dios mio, it's coming from inside one of those cars. Alrighty, you lot lizards. This expo is over.
Alright, I'll be dense, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on, man. I paid 40 slam bucks for tickets to this. You again. Come on now, Malibu Heights is your territory too. I'm just trying to make an honest buck. Charging an entry fee to this auction.
Wait a minute, is that new? Chain Chuck, is Chuck Chain a new voice for you? Because I don't remember the...
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't remember the... what is it? I'll make you an offer you can't refuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jimmy, it's Ken. Hold them off. I'll get him out.
Ken must be in one of the cars. God.
How did he even get involved with this?
I have no idea.
Oh, they're all beating up. Oh my god, I gotta leave Muchacho Man.
He can take care of himself.
Is he in there? I'll be.
Good a... job.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Okay. No, I think you're.
Okay, okay. Good job, boss. We'll take it from here. Amelia, I hope you have a great day in work as I get a Dr. Mountain shirt. All right, let's try this one.
All right. While you're processing that card, it ended up 2-1 in the votes in favor of Will Ospreay.
Okay. Good job, boss. We'll take it from here. Which car is he in?
They got a suntan nose.
Rain, I am still live streaming. That is correct. Let's see. Joshua Man's getting his ass beat. Alright. it doesn't let me do with that. Do anything to that car, so it's gotta be this one. Is he in there? Good job, boss. We'll take it from here. Where the fuck is Ken?
It's gotta be that one.
No, but it won't let me do it this one. Oh, now it does. What's with this hat? I promise, that's the last time I ever wake up in the trunk of a car.
God. Hey, that guy is working off debt to me.
Hold on, I'm gonna get rid of this.
No, you hold on. You ain't gonna do nothing.
Not anymore, boss. Looks like the cat is out of the bag now.
I think what he meant to say is... the rat is out of the sky.
What? What?
Oh my god.
Whoa.
What the hell is that thing?
Is that thing even uglier?
Not so tough without your spandex, clad buddy. Are you, Jimmy? Did somebody say... Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong voice. Did somebody say spandex?
Why is he here now?
He's trying to be good, dude. Stop. Step back before the Brooderhood cuts loose on you. What? Is there some kind of wrestler breeding ground I'm unaware of?
Oh, by the way, there's the notice about the Nintendo event that came up. I feel like it didn't come up the whole stream. Oh my god. I should have healed. Well, actually, Toybox Jimmy's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
All right, what match are we talking about now? Let's see.
So our next match is for the AEW Tag Team titles. The Young Bucks against Private Party.
This very much feels like it's a, get the Young Bucks on there. You know they can deliver, but we don't freaking have anyone else for them to fight. So, the Private Party. That's what this sounds like to me.
Right. And then there's like a side angle where Stokely Hathaway is trying to sign the private party, like, as his manager. Which makes me think there's someone else. Maybe another team that's coming. I don't know who.
Oh, really? That's what you think?
It could be. But the Bucks are going to win this match.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. I'd be shocked. Like, oh my god, look how much health he has. This is not good. And why is there a smiling corn on the cob in the background?
Well, he's got eyes, that's for sure. Oh, that's potatoes. I mean, ear. Damn it. Oh, God.
Right, what do we got here? I could swipe skills, defenses, disable target, special. Yeah, I'd probably use that one. Yeah, I don't know. So far, I mean, even the stuff that we've been talking about, isn't it? Oh, my God. Everything's failing. Just everything's just so blah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Boy, this is not going to go well.
Really?
You know what the biggest fear I have is?
What?
When was the last time I saved?
I think before we got to the... Oh, it was after the meeting with Valet.
Okay. So we'll have to... I guess that's not that bad. We have to look for Ken again.
No. Push you.
Right, I'm not doing that again because he counters that for some reason. So here's my strategy for this fight right now. It's going to be Bruder always attacks and Toy Box Jimmy always heals. He's almost dead right now. Welcome back, everyone. It's RP Jimmy along with Bill again. Hopefully you all are going to make the turnover and return. We're back, hopefully this time for good, but I don't know why today my online has really been garbage. Now, Bill, where were we in general for everything? I don't even remember.
Well, we had talked about the Bucks and Private Party. We both pretty much said the Bucks were going to win, so there was really nothing else.
Yeah.
So,
right, let's make sure that we're on here.
While you do that, I will get the next match up.
Okay, sounds good. Well, hi, Virtue. How are you doing? Thank you, and very much appreciated. Hey, you know what? While you're here, let me give you a Motown lyrical message since they're going out right now. Hopefully you have a great time at dinner. I'm going to give you, as your Motown message, the Marvelettes. Please, Mr. Postman, Virtue, here you go. Please, Mr. Postman, look and see. Postman, Postman. Is there a letter? Oh yeah, in your bag for me. Postman, postman. You know, it's been so long. Postman, postman. Yes, since I heard from this boyfriend of mine. Postman, postman. There you go. Virtue, you are Mr. Postman today.
Come on, Mr. Postman, get that letter out. Let's go.
You know what? I know that you're probably on a date with your significant other. Tell her that you were given the lyrics of Mr. Postman. Bill, I think we're back, right? I mean, yeah, I think
yeah,
we're
back.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Hopefully people that were in here earlier will return, because I can't do anything else about that. Unfortunately.
So next
man.
Match.
Yeah.
So next match. AEW Women's title, Mariah May versus Willow Nightingale.
Another easy one, Bill. I'll be honest with you. Another easy one.
Yeah. And the only reason this is happening is because Mariah or Willow Nightingale won a four-way to win the title shot.
Yes.
So that's why.
I don't think my chat is coming up on. Oh, there we go. Well, no, that's not actually what I want, though.
Oh.
Let me give a commands for everyone. This stream, well, yeah, we're going to have an ad apparently starting here in about a minute and 15 seconds. But yeah, this stream's been going through some hard times, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's.
Now, what happened to the brooder here?
Probably a status effect. I don't know what it is, though. Probably when I was playing, that was one of the attacks, and it would help if I knew. Oh, there it is. He can't do any of his moves.
Well, that's his character. Yeah.
So I guess that's just keep attacking like this for now.
Yeah.
Keep it on the chat, see if anyone pops in that was on earlier. Because the chat, for some reason, is not coming up on the screen anymore. Unless. Alright, Blue's back. That's good. And so is Rain. Rain's back as well. Alright, we got our people coming back, except for the fact that it's not appearing in the chat for some reason. Or I don't see it on my end. I'm going to snooze this ad break, because we're still working on getting people back in here. I'm going to try this. Refresh the chat.
Maybe that'll work.
I hope so. If it isn't, then you're going to have to keep an eye on the chat then.
All right.
I think we're going to lose this battle. I don't feel good about this one, to be honest with you. I'll keep trying. I should have gave that to Toy Box Shimmy.
Yeah, you should have.
I mean, I could still do that. I could just use his turn for it. There we go. Alright, Toy Box Jimmy's gonna get. I mean, do I have something that can heal? Not heal, but. Oh, here we go. Oh, he doesn't have status effects on anymore. That's good. I guess my thing didn't work either. Now, let's give him the brooder boot. Bill?
Yep.
All right, I thought for a second I lost you again.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Don't scare me like that.
Tire counter! Grindstorm!
I think this is what hurt him last time.
This is like the weirdest looking thing.
Yeah. What match are we on? Oh, Mariah May, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, what do you think about this match? I'm going to put a thing in a vote now.
Well, actually, the vote just ended.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. I would have voted for Mariah May. It's a big, easy win there.
Yeah, same here. I mean, I love Willow. I think you know that.
Yeah.
But Mariah's going to win because they want to build up to eventually her and Tony Storm again, like the rematch, which when it does happen, that's going to be really good to watch. So. All right. I'll get the next one up because we're actually to our last two matches.
Oh, good. Okay. That makes me feel better. Only not because the show might end, because with the internet connection and all these other technical problems, like, I'm like, all right, good. We can at least have a full stream, so to speak. just wish the chat would show up when I where I want it to show up.
Right.
It's all right. We're still there. We're still hanging in there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm doing all horror again this weekend, FYI. So tune in for that.
Go ahead, so our next match, Jay White versus Hangman Adam Page.
Go ahead, tell me where this came from.
This is a very easy one. So Adam Page basically is going after everybody. It does not matter who you are. He's going after everybody. He attacked Juice Robinson a few weeks ago. He went after the Guns, Jay White, who is coming back from an injury, came back to aid his brothers in the Bang Bang Gang. So this is a pretty much, you could say, a grudge match of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Hangman Page, right? There's no reason for me to not think Hangman Page.
Exactly. Now, that's kind of how. Plus, I think, see, because the next match is going to kind of determine where I think Hangman's going to go to the end of the year, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Because I think Hangman's going to be the world champion either by the end of this year or the beginning of next year.
I gotcha. Yeah. I can see that for sure.
The Brooder's motivated, brother.
He is motivated. I don't think I'm going to win this, but like I said, I'm going to try my damnedest. I'll fight to the end. But if I don't win it, I think we might just run around and do side quests and see.
There you go.
Instead of the main quest, because I probably won't have enough time to try this again.
Yeah.
In this stream. Actually, Tobak Shimmy does a good amount of damage. I might just go all in and just attack with both of them.
Yeah.
And either win or die. I think Tobak Shimmy's stronger than the Brooder, actually. So Brooder just hit with 400 and 100 something. Let's see what Tobak Shimmy hits with. Oops, damn.
Missed opportunity there by Toy Box Jimmy.
Yep. Actually, I mean, he's going down. It's just I don't have enough health items.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was only 127.
Right, so we're going to do a strike with Toy. Now what? Here, let's see Toy Box Jimmy. How much was that? I missed it.
I missed it too.
Come on, don't. You can't miss at this crucial time.
Ooh!
Damn, Tobashi was almost dead. They're both almost dead. This is literally going to be my last try right here.
Yeah.
Come on, Brooder. It's up to you.
Brother.
He missed! Oh, wait, no, I get to attack again. No, I don't. Damn it. Production is dead. But wait, I have an idea. Hold on. I got this.
Ah!
Oh, but it only gives him 124. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, he gets 50% of his health back. And Brooder's dead. And Toy Box Jimmy's dead. There it is.
A gallant effort. But it was not meant.
Alright, so we'll do all that over again, unfortunately. But that's fine. Yeah. And we'll do side quest stuff for the. Because we don't even have that much time left anyway.
Yeah, we only have one match to go once this poll's over.
Alright, so let's bypass them. Sorry, Muchacho Man, you're going to be beat. Oh, I can't. Oh, this
you
is
can't leave.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay, hold on. Is there
well,
a
why don't you save where you are now?
Okay, I'm gonna save a different slot just in case. Cause I might not want to be stuck here. Cause I can't level up and I can't buy new equipment or anything.
Right.
All right. Let's see. Oh wait. So let's go to. I'm gonna make sure my toy box ship me is leveled up, which he's not. Look, like I can definitely upgrade him. So I'll give him that. Monkey wrench. Is he anything better than that? Yes, he does. This is probably why I lost, in all reality. Why did they unequip everything? I don't understand that. Yeah, look, he's got the worst shit on right now. Alright, so say something about AEW. Because I gotta concentrate on this, but I want
people
to
be
entertained somehow.
So since our last time we were together, it was announced that AEW does have a new TV deal. They're staying with Warner Brothers Discovery. They're staying with TBS and TNT. It is a 3-year deal with an option for a fourth. They're going to be getting a lot of money over those next 3 years. And the best part is their library is going to go on to Max, and you'll get the pay-per-views on the Max streaming service. And if you're subscribed to Max, you get it at a little bit of a cheaper cost than what you normally would pay for a pay-per-view. So I really like that. So... way to go, AEW, way to go, Warner Brother Discovery all around for getting that deal done, basically.
Yeah, for
there
sure.
I
just was like, let's just do this, because I feel more confident now in Toy Box Jimmy. Alright, do you want to put up the last match?
Yep, let's put up the main event. All right. It is main event time. Who will win the AEW World title? Bryan Danielson or Jon Moxley?
All right, so here we have a lot of talking to do on this one, for me. I thought, and again, you watch this every week. I don't. Mm-hmm. Same with WWE. I watch the show before that we do this show. I thought that this was supposed to be confirmed Bryan Danielson's final match. I thought the whole reason that they booked this venue for this particular show was for that reason.
I agree.
Is it, though?
No one has said. Because basically, what it is, storyline-wise, is the next time Danielson loses, which in this case would be the world title, he will retire from being a full-time wrestler. Now, also, at the same time, we have to remember that he is supposed to have neck surgery at the end of this year.
Okay.
Which, the last time I checked the calendar, is about... we've got 2.5 months left in 2024.
Right.
So... this could be his final match. This could be his goodbye. It could be so many things.
I hate that we have to use the word "it could," because when Sting retired earlier this year, which was an amazing send-off, by the way.
It really was.
We knew going into it that no matter what happens here, Sting is retiring. We're not getting that here, and I don't like it. How do you feel about all of this, by the way?
I mean, it keeps the intrigue because it's like Moxley just turned heel, and you'd want, you know, you'd think, you know, maybe Moxley would be the last guy to beat him. But at the same time, are they saving it for someone else? Are they saving it for, like, someone to be given a huge opportunity? We don't know.
Yeah, right.
Like, maybe in Bryan Danielson's mind, this is it. Maybe Saturday is the end. No matter, you know, because there's so many other things as well. And one thing that I'm going to point out, Christian Cage has his contract to right. cash in for a world title match at any time. So there's that possibility. There's a lot. There's a lot of things that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where I kind of go back in a way to Adam Page. Because let's say Page wins and Danielson wins. Then in my mind, it's almost a certain Page is going to be the one to beat Danielson.
Right. It's just, I don't know. So, like, the thing is, if this is his last match, to me, it's a terrible last opponent. You can't say it's a dream match, because I'm sure these two have fought on WWE plenty of times.
Well, they had that match a couple years ago on pay-per-view.
I mean, I wouldn't remember that or know it, but that's right. to my point, is they had that match, so it's not a dream match. You know who, I'll
and
tell
they
you.
Probably have, and they probably did have a match or two in WWE.
Yeah, so not a new star isn't going to be made from this at all.
No.
The what is it Moxley? I don't know. I don't know what they're going for. And to be honest with you, it kind of pisses me off, actually. Like, what do you think they're going for here?
See, that I don't know. And then there's also this rumor, mm-hmm. and I want to bring this up.
Yeah,
as well.
Go ahead, yeah.
That this could be Shane McMahon coming to AEW.
Okay.
Because he had the meeting, or he had a meeting with Tony Khan, and there was a picture put up recently of him with the Bucks.
Right.
So, you know, it could be any. So I really don't know.
But the thing is, here's the because I also didn't really know with Sting.
Mm-hmm.
If he was going to really win or not. Like, I didn't really have a clear thing.
Right.
But the difference is, I was like, either way works. Like, if the Bucks win, then they cement themselves even further as the best tag team of all time by retiring Sting in his last match. Or Sting and Darby win, and you have that feel-good moment. This yeah. is the complete opposite. So what's going to happen? Danielson wins. Okay. So what? He fights again in December, and in not in front of his home crowd, in all his hometown. And that seems like that's less meaningful for him, I would think. Or he loses, and okay, who's getting made? Not, I mean, Moxley's a made person. It's not like yeah. he needs the title.
I don't know how this is gonna go.
But more specifically, unlike the Sting one, where I'm like, okay, I don't know which way this is going to go, but it's going to be good, because either way, something is done from this. Like, something,
yeah.
whether it's a feel-good moment or making the Bucks even bigger heels than they already are. This, on the other hand, Danielson versus Moxley, is the complete opposite. I don't get how anyone gets anything from this.
Well, I guess we'll find out come Saturday night.
Just so. I don't know.
By the way, the Brooder is dead.
I know. At this point, I'm just going all out with Toy Box Chimmy and seeing if I can win. Because, like I said, we're nearing the end anyway.
Ooh, Rain Fair, which zoo are you going to tomorrow? Come on, Toy Box Chimmy. Yeah, you can do this.
I'm the Toy Box Chimmy.
Pickle.
If I can get a heal, then I think I might be okay, actually. I might win this. Actually, I think I just made, with that heal, I think I made a 50% chance.
Okay, Rainfair. That's okay. But, yeah, bundle up. It sounds like it's going to be a cold day outside.
Well, that didn't help. Him dodging's not going to help me get the win. All I can think about is that stupid smiling corn in the background, mocking me. I know, he's close, that's what I'm saying. I can get one more heal. With 1,000 heal, I think we got him.
No, I don't think that's too much, Rainfair. I think you're going to keep yourself warm.
I'm not going to be able to get that heal, but let's see if we get him here. We got him!
Yes!
Oh, thank God. Okay. And once again, valet, unearned. Yeah, but overall, I'm just very disappointed in the way this pay-per-view is shaping up. This would have been one I was would have been interested in because of the Danielson retirement, but I don't even know now. All right, here we go.
Not again. Toy Box, I hate you. You pepper-pulling friend and your dumb mustachioed brother.
Brooder, you really saved my... Sorry, what? You really saved my... Sarapai. Where have you been?
Taking care of some real blockers, brother. But that's ancient history. I'm interested in the future, dude.
Excellent. Come on. We have much to talk about. I'll fill you in while you go back to Valet's house. The next save I... Say if I get a chance to do, I won't... Oh, I forgot about this.
Podcast studio.
A new wrestling promotion enters the Toy Box... To challenge Elephant's chokehold on the land. Muchacho Man is becoming the hero he has always dreamed of being. But as a new stable is born, another balances on the cups of dissolution. They didn't even let me do Conrad's voice. What would that sound like? Oh my god.
Oh yes! Okay, I get it.
Yeah, now Brink. The way to execute a slice silencer is to grab his hoof.
No, but you didn't catch the most important thing, did you? Here.
What was it?
Look at them.
Oh yeah, they're kids.
So you have to do your Bret Hart voice, but if he was a kid.
Oh god. Oh my god.
See?
That's what.
Okay.
Yep, you got it, son. Now bring it over the other leg brace and crank it back.
Like this, Dad?
Yes, you got it, son. Perfect.
Oh, God, what's... So Brink's usually like the... Hey, oh! No, I don't know. I have no idea. I feel like Brink would... Or Stag would just have a normal voice. Like, he just like... Oh, stop. How do I get out of this? I tap.
Indeed. That one is a match ender, boys. I used it in my prime to clinch a few title reigns.
Well, I hope we get to be champions one day.
Oh, Papa.
Maybe if you train more, we could.
you're more interested in Hockey 94 than training. I also hate young Bill Goldberg.
Hey, knock it off, Brink. You guys are a family. Remember, boys, someday the only thing you may have left in this world is each other.
By the way, I can't believe there's a chance that we may have to talk about that asshole next time we're on for WrestleQuest. So, what's it gonna be? You can't have both.
What?
Yeah, what? Oh, here we go.
What do you mean?
You can't have the appetizer and the soup both. Which one are you gonna order, eh?
Well, I was thinking of having the clam chowder, but oh, sorry. Oh, sorry. I must have spaced out. You know what? I'm not hungry. Let's just get a move on. We don't want to be late for our meeting with Mr. Font in Jokeslam City.
But they have pancakes. What's this meeting about?
Our next steps. Come on. There's a boat waiting for us down at the docks by San Sebastian.
Alright, this is a good time to save.
Yep, now to save.
I think we're probably going to be ending soon in a bit, too. Unless you have more cutscene here, because it's not going to... Alright, here we go.
Nope, we're good.
At least I'll be able to level up and do all the other... So, like I said, next time we're going to be here with Crown Jewel.
Yay.
I'm sure everyone's favorite WWE event. Crown Jewel. What's the deal? Because we do usually talk a little bit about the upcoming event. What is announced for Crown Jewel so far?
Okay. So, at Bad Blood, they announced that they're going to have two champion versus champion matches. A men's and a women's. And the winner of each will be the Crown Jewel champion. So it's not like a title they're going to defend. It's like a yearly trophy. But it's a belt.
How does that make you feel?
I think it's stupid.
Agree. Definitely agree. I don't get it. Like I said, I mentioned before that possibly Bill Goldberg's going to be on the show. I don't know. Right? Like, that's what it's looking like. But yeah, we also have two other wrestling events going on in November. We have Full Gear and Survivor Series. So
yeah.
It's going to be lots of WrestleQuest. But, before I forget, though, two things. Number one, why don't we do the announcement that we're doing together, in addition to our three times that we'll be doing wrestling things in November.
Yes.
So, okay. Here's the other thing going on, folks. I do a podcast called Now That's What I Call Podcasting. Now, I haven't done it in a while, and it's very inconsistent. That's fair. But the reason that I do lyrical welcomes and messages are because of said podcast. Every single lyrical message and welcome I give, including today's, is because I have talked about them, that song on the podcast at some point. Well, I'm not saying that we're doing a full-time return, but I can announce right now, for the first time in Now That's What I Call Podcasting history, which, by the way, is close to almost 10 years.
Really?
When that first episode came out in 2000.
Wow.
Yeah. Next month, I'm going to record with Bill Now That's What I Call Podcasting 41, a main series. It's the first main series I think I've done since 2019. Now, I've done spin-offs since then, but the first main one, and Bill, I don't know if you could pull this off. Why don't we reveal the track listing for Now That's What I Call Podcasting 41?
course.
Let's talk about all the songs me and you are going to talk about for this, because November is Nowvember.
Yes.
And usually what that includes is that I put 6 archived episodes on the podcast feed in the month. But in addition to that, this year, now that's what I call Podcasting 41. Yep. I'm very excited about this. Of course, it's going to be treated much differently than a gaming stream. And it's also not going to be consistent. So don't expect, you know, now that's what I call Podcasting 42 to be the week after. If things go well, I will consider it for sure, though, in the future of doing more of them. Mm-hmm.
So, this is quite a lineup, ladies.
Now, is this the first time that you're seeing this list?
Second time.
Okay, all right, yeah, let's... Ladies and gentlemen, here are the tracks that we'll be talking about on Now That's What I Call Podcasting 41.
We have LMFAO with Sexy and I Know It, Katy Perry, The One That Got Away, Lady Gaga, Marry the Night, Jessie J, Domino, Gym Class Heroes featuring Adam Levine, Stereo Hearts, T-Pain featuring Lily Allen, 5 O'Clock, J. Cole, Workout, Pitbull featuring Chris Brown, International Love, Breathe Carolina, Blackout, Selena Gomez and The Scene, Love You Like a Love Song, Gavin DeGraw, Not Over You, Coldplay, Paradise, Adele, Someone Like You, Nickelback, ugh, Lullaby, Luke Bryan, I Don't Want This Night to End, Toby Keith, Red Solo Cup, Sammy Adams, Blow Up, Hunter Hayes, Somebody's Heartbreak, Susan Justice, Eat Dirt, and The Wanted, Glad You Came.
So right off the bat, I just want to say that the last 4 tracks are actually called What's Next. It's supposedly up-and-coming artists, which I'm very surprised The Wanted is part of that, because The Wanted, I feel, was a pretty well-known song.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so there's that. And then, okay, so I don't care if the battery dies now. We're pretty much out of here. So.
Yeah, we're pretty much done.
This is a CD track list. That's right. Go check out, go check your CD real quick, I guess.
That is the track list.
We go on a track-by-track basis. I don't want to share too much because I might adjust the format a little bit. So I'm going to keep that under wraps. But if I were to guess, we are going to probably record Now That's What I Call Podcasting 41 in the first half of November. So like either the first or the second week of November. That's nice. Well, see, and that's the beauty of Now That's What I Call Podcasting, is it is an opportunity for people to relive songs that they used to know and reminisce. Oh, Roar actually has the CD, by the way, I guess.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
now what, 41? So yeah, we're doing now That's What I Call Podcasting 41. I am going to say right now, it's going to be a different format a little bit than the usual.
All right.
And then the final thing I want to do here, let me play this real quick. I'm going to play... You look at the chat and tell me what they say on the phone, because I got to get this thing ready, Bill. All right. Because I think someone just wrote something in the chat.
Yeah, Rainfair said, "Glad you came on Amazon Music."
Okay.
Roar said, "The first CD bought on my own freshman year of college was that album we're going to be doing."
By the way, you know, I don't know if you have that up. When did Now That's What I Call Music 41 actually come out?
February 2012.
Okay. I'm hit snooze on that. Damn it. Okay, let's try this again. You know, I should have done that. All right, I'm going to wait until the... Okay, you know what? Let me do this. I'm a hot mess right now, Bill. And now, since this is also... Let's play this for everyone. I guess it doesn't want to play for some reason.
I guess not.
Okay, fine. As if other things on this stream have been working great anyway.
Right.
I'm going to do the final lyrical message sung by me for Motown, because again, this Motown thing was only a two-stream thing for yesterday and today. So, I'm going to sing it right after we have this ad break, because I think there's an ad break coming on. Let's kind of like wind down here, Bill, just for a little bit on... what do you think people are going to say about WrestleDream when after this event happens? Do you think they're going to look fondly at it, or do you think it's going to be like, well, that happened?
I think it's going to be a mixed bag. I think there's going to be some that are going to, you know, fondly, you know, think highly of this show. And I think there's going to be some that are going to say, well, that was an event. That was a show.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be 50-50.
So because of everything going on and my computer being slow, I'm probably not going to read anyone today. Even though I do want to get more into the habit of it. This weekend, horror is back. Roar was 18 in 2012, Bill, so there you go. Horror's coming up, so we have Now That's What I Call Podcasting 41 announced. We have Dragon Quest 3 Takeover coming out, happening in November at some point. We have 3 WrestleQuests to do in November. What else do we...
This will truly be a November to remember.
Yeah. ECW. God, where did the ad go? I should just let it play. That's really what I should have done.
Probably should have.
Whatever. What else is going on, Bill? Let's talk about wrestling news. Give me a WWE piece so that we can talk about that. Well, you know what? While you pull something up, I'm going to put an old clip and maybe even give a shout.
Okay.
Folks, we'll be right back with some more post-game discussion right after this clip. Unless this doesn't want to work either, which wouldn't shock me.
Ooh, okay.
And it looks like that's exactly what's going to happen. This isn't going to work either. Great.
All right.
Give me a WWE topic. I mean, I'm giving up on so many options on this stream at this point.
So, this is a bit of a news story. But, again, this is kind of a cautionary tale. Like, if you're a fan, don't go near the wrestlers. They're people too. So
don't feed the wrestlers.
Don't feed the wrestlers, right? So NXT was in St. Louis Tuesday night. A fan was at their hotel and was taking pictures of the feet of female talent. And this person was thrown out of the hotel not once, but twice.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why fans should really learn, keep your distance from the wrestlers. They need to have a break. And this person sounds like a real creep, too, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. I was thinking you were going to be like, oh, apparently The Rock's coming back, or I don't know, or Hell in a Cell opened up Bad Blood. Didn't go either of those two routes at all.
Well, okay, let's talk about the Hell in a Cell match. Did you see clips of it.
I refuse to. Okay, so, okay, bye, Blue. Hope you have a great night. So
yep.
Here's the funny thing. Here's a funny story for everyone, right? So I went to go visit my friend Ross this weekend. And I made it very clear to him earlier in the week. Ross, if I come down there, are you going to watch the WWE event? Because I do not want to watch the WWE event. I want this to be our horror game meetup that we usually do like once a year. We drink and play random horror games and I stay over in the guest room. Right? So I'm talking to Bill. I get down there. And guess what's fucking on? So I go, I bring my stuff in. I'm like, Ross, you promised. And of course, he's just like, yeah, don't worry, just the one match. I'm like, no, I don't want to see it. By the way, the ad break's coming in about 1 minute. And also, just to throw in some last minute commands here to everyone, let me do that. Boom, commands. In case anyone wants to do a last minute commands. So I decided, because it was, we talked about it, it was the Hell in a Cell match to begin with, which was stupid. The ad break is coming in about 30 seconds, folks, and then after that we'll do our Motown musical message and then head out of here. So what I did is I went on my phone and I decided to watch someone's game stream.
There you go.
While the match was on, with my headphones on. So the answer to your question is... All right, yeah,
no.
Yeah, the answer is no. Victory screech. The answer is no. I saw literally... like maybe 5 seconds of the match.
Okay.
Oh, so now Rourke can still hear us, but everyone else can't because Rourke, I'm pretty much sure, is still a subscriber. So then, of course, he's, you know, he got annoyed at me. Like, I did something wrong, which I'm like, we literally said this at the beginning of the week that I did not want to see any of this.
Yep.
I was lied to, Bill.
Mm-mm-mm.
Anyway, so what do you want to talk about? Why did you even bring up the Hell in a Cell again?
Well, I got a chance to watch the whole match last night because, as I told you, I had to leave to go to my nephew's band competition. So I got to see maybe the first 10 or so minutes of the match Saturday. And I did not see the rest of that match. I did not see the rest of that show that night. So I watched it last night. And, you know, for what it was, I thought it was a really good match. It's the end of a rivalry, which is what Hell in a Cell should be. I thought they did a really good job.
Okay. By the way, Roar, again, since I know you're a subscriber and that you're not getting the ads right now, I just want to give you another exclusive as a subscriber that probably sooner than later, I'm going to be starting a Discord. I've been working on it. It's still a work in progress. I'm not saying that it's going to launch tomorrow. Probably not even next week, to be honest with you. But it's coming. Slowly but surely. So there's your exclusive news for being a subscriber as the ad break is about to end in roughly 5 seconds. Or that's what this site tells me, so... Yeah, okay, welcome back everyone. So yeah, Bill and I were just chatting away about Hell in a Cell and... I'm going to let everyone know, of course, we just gave the subscribers some exclusive news, and we're going to end Motown the past 2 days with a little bit of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. The All right. Tears of a Clown. Here we go. And again, it's a musical one, so let me get a thing of water real quick. Bill, would you like to sing yourself a little Motown?
Oh boy. Let's see. I gotta think of a good one. Hey, harmonica man, not so fun as you can. Harmonica man, I haven't heard this song in a long time. I don't remember the words.
Wait, what song were you trying to sing?
Harmonica man.
Oh, I don't know that one.
That's a Stevie Wonder song.
See, the Stevie Wonder song that was on the ones that we talked about was Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours.
Oh, that's a good one.
A great one. Oh, that's my water. Here we go. To end off 2 days of Motown, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Tears of a Clown, which is a song I really, really love, actually. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad. Oh, I'm sadder than sad. You're gone and I'm hurting so bad. Like a clown, I appear to be glad. Sad, 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 sad. Boom, there it is. That's what we're ending our 2 days of Motown with. Tears of a Clown. Booyah. All right, folks. Thank you for joining me. Like I said, doing all the technical shit, I'm not going to try to raid out because, God, it's so many things went wrong technical-wise on that. Oh, Roar likes Signed, Sealed, Delivered, FYI.
There you go.
All right, Roar, have a great night. Everyone else have a great night. We'll see you back here for... Well, Bill will be back for Crown Jewel. That's the next one that he'll be on, so whenever that is. Bye, everyone. Later.